This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Aloha, Macoupin County, and welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We're coming to you from Kailua Kona on the big island of Hawaii. We have many members of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau with us on a three-island tour that included Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Sites included Pearl Harbor, the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, Maui Ocean Center, Ka'anapali Beach, and the old Lahaina Luau. Two particular spots of interest today include the Parker Ranch and the Mauna Loa Macadamia Plant Factory. In 1809, 19-year-old John Palmer Parker arrived in Hawaii Island as an enterprising ship's clerk looking for new opportunities on land. He decided to stay, watched his ship sail away without him, and set out to make the most of his new home, learning the language and adopting Hawaiian ways. In 1815, he found his first opportunity in the hordes of maverick cattle roaming Waimea's upper plains. Descendants of the first five head given to Kamehameha by Captain George Vancouver in 1793, the cattle thrive, multiplied, and dominated the countryside. King Kamehameha I had been impressed with John and his American musket, and so granted him the exclusive right to hunt and sell the cattle. He built a successful business providing beef, tallow, and hides to visiting ships and grew in prominence. He married Kamehameha's granddaughter, Chiefess Kipikane, in 1817 and was eventually awarded 2 acres of land for $10. They chose a remote parcel of pasture land about 12 miles from Waimea in the region called Mana. This area had been previously leased by Parker and a business partner at the time. The first dwelling of the land was a traditional Hawaiian ohia and pili grass hale. Today, the Parker Ranch is approximately 130,000 acres, much of which is rich grazing land. The cattle range from foothills to valleys in the areas of Waimea, Waikī, Makahalu, Pa'ue, and Kohala. There are approximately 850 miles of fence, over 300 paddocks, and 15 corrals. The water system consists of 175 miles of pipeline, 3 large reservoirs, 145 water tanks, 3 water dams, and 650 water troughs. Water is pumped to 7,000 foot elevation using electrical mowers powered through a 175 kilowatt photovoltaic system. The ranch owns approximately 15,000 head of cattle made up of Angus and Charlie breeds, and the rest of the animals are on pasture or feedlots on the mainland. Of this number, many are breeding cows and heifers. The breeding bulls total approximately 300 head. Approximately 9,000 breeding cows are serviced by ranch-raised bulls. All calves from these cows are exported for beef production unless a female is selected for replacement to the commercial herd. Parker Ranch is the largest producer of grass-fed beef in the state of Hawaii. Most of this is sold in the form of hamburger, but is not marketed under the Parker Ranch label. Parker Ranch also markets locally raised beef through Paniolo Cattle Company. Most of the 125 horses on Parker Ranch are quarter horses. They are all bred and raised on the ranch and selected for good temperament, cow sense, and ranch usability. About 25 mares are bred each year to AQH stallions owned by the ranch. The 12 cowboys each have 8 horses assigned to them, and each individual must shoe and care of his animals. After an initial 60-day training period by professional trainers, the cowboy is responsible for work training his horse. Another stop on our tour included the Mauna Loa Macadamia Nut Facility. Though almost all the macadamia nuts in commerce today are produced in Hawaii, the nut is native to Australia. It was first described botanically by Baron Ferdinand von Mueller, an Australian botanist who named it in honor of his good friend Dr. John Macadam. In 1921, a transplanted Massachusetts man, Ernest Shelton Van Tassel, began the first Hawaiian macadamia plantation on government land on Oahu. These efforts did not meet with success, as the seedlings from the same parent would often produce nuts that varied in quality. Some 60,000 trees were tested in a painstaking process of selection and grading before 9 varieties were eventually developed and produced a desirable quality nut. A trickle of nuts was marketed in the 1930s, but it was not until the 1950s when some large firms entered the industry that production became substantial. Macadamias are the creme de la creme among nut connoisseurs and prized by cooks for their creamy texture and exotic buttery taste they add to recipes. However, contrary to conventional wisdom, something that tastes good can also be good for you. This tasty upscale nut contains no cholesterol and is low in sodium and saturated fats. Over 80% of the fatty acids in macadamias are monounsaturated. That's more monounsaturated fatty acid than those found in olive oil. Monounsaturated fat, often called good fat, has been shown to lower blood cholesterol, possibly having a cleansing effect on the arteries and reducing the risk of heart disease. Growing conditions in Hawaii are nearly perfect for macadamias. First is abundant rainfall averaging 130 inches annually. Next is good drainage supplied by porous volcanic soil. Hawaii's year-round growing season, 365 days long, and its moderate tropical climate, which varies only 15 to 20 degrees overnight, are also favorable. Finally, there is the strong Hawaiian sun, angled beautifully for luxurious growth. The macadamia tree is a subtropical evergreen of the Proteaceae family. It grows to a height of 40 feet and has dark green leaves resembling those of holly. The nuts begin as a series of tiny green buds. These soon develop into sprays of hundreds of sweet-scented white blossoms. Each spray produces only about 2 to 10 nutlets. Beneath a leathery outer husk is a hard brown shell, and inside that, the prized macadamia nut kernel. Commercially grown trees are a product of grafting, which is the only way to be sure of consistent quality. The young trees are carefully tended in rough lava earth. After they are transplanted into an orchard, it takes 5 more years before they begin to bear, and they do not reach full production until they are 15 years old. Macadamia nuts are one of the costliest nuts to produce, from the long-term investment period before they yield to the special requirements of harvesting and processing. The tree flowers in waves over a period of 4 to 6 months and thus requires 5 to 6 harvests annually, as opposed to other nuts that can be picked one at a time. Mature fruits fall to the ground, but because the tree sheds leaves all year long, the leaves have to be blown from the area before the nuts can be harvested. They are picked from the ground by hand or with mechanical harvesters. The harvested nuts are first husked and then dried until the nut's moisture is reduced to about 1.5%. This is to separate the kernel from the shell, making it possible to shatter the shell without damaging the kernel inside. You may ask yourself, why go through all this time and effort to produce these nuts? Well, they are pretty good and taste really great. So on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.